Thank you, Madam Vice President. Because of the 2000 events in Nicaragua, highlighted by the excessive use of force by the police, the use of vigilante squads, blocking of access to emergency medical care, arbitrary detention, stigmatization campaigns, intimidation of leaders of social movements, and lack of diligence in investigations, we remain gravely concerned with the human rights situation therein. My delegation is also concerned that despite complaints of victims, no investigation had been launched and no one had been brought to a trial except to those who had been arrested for taking part in the protests. Georgia is highly alarmed with the fact that government has expelled the OHCHR and other relevant human rights monitoring mechanisms from Nicaragua. Consequently, Georgia recommends to the government of Nicaragua, first, to allow access for OHCHR and all relevant international regional human rights monitoring mechanisms. Second, to honor its commitment related to the release of political prisoners. Third, to guarantee freedom of expression and resumption of violence. Fourth, to create a mechanism of international investigations into the violence that had occurred. And fifth, to ratify CEDAW, Optional Protocol to the Convention of the Rights of the Child on the Communication Procedure, and the Rome Statute of ICC.